The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus. No, not that one. Not that one. iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, it's all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. Yes, Game Plus, all of them. It's always shifting, Kelly. It's always very difficult to keep them intact. By the way, that's Kelly Bidlin, everybody, producer number nine. So much more than a producer. You good? How's your hand
from
yesterday? People want a hand update.
You know what? It's there's some discolorization. It hurts a bit, but, you know, there's no blisters or anything, so that's good.
Discolorization.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's pretty red.
Pretty red. Oh. Well,
yeah.
You'll be okay.
I'm going to survive. I think I'm going to play through it.
Okay. We'll play through it. Skill Alexander. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, hour number two. You know what that means. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Sounds like you got a little LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out in there at the beginning. How you doing, Billy?
I love it.
Bill
Krakenberger. All right.
You good?
Yes, sir. Happy to be here.
Happy to see you.
Yeah. It's weather changing. That football's in the air. Basketball's in the air.
Okay.
This is a weird week. You only have a couple of these week crossover sports. How can the bookmaker get the line right on Saturday on every game? It's only 200 of them lined. Sorry.
College basketball started this week. You have often come on this show and said how much you love the beginning of college basketball season. Did day one go well for
no.
you? No, it didn't.
No. You know what happened, I think, this year?
What?
Not that it didn't go well. I think I went 4 and 5 on bigger plays. But the lines were up for like a week. You know, this Bet Online, this little, it's not a little, it's actually a big sports book. Matter of fact, when Pinnacle closed, who else can talk offshore stuff on the network? When Pinnacle closed, they put all their customers, a lot of their credit customers in Bet Online. So Bet Online's a giant book, I should say.
They also open some lines.
That's the purpose of it, I wanted to say. They actually open a lot of lines.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate it. I hate it. I really do. Because what will happen is they'll put up lines early in the week. They put up lines 5 or 6 days ahead of time, like on the FCS games. They put up lines. And it's one little company that's taking nickels. And you'll have some certain sports bettors that'll bet there, that the sharper ones, some of the sharp guys, that nickel's enough for them. And I'm not saying to be any big shot or not. I'm just saying you can't make a living on nickels. If you only have a certain percent advantage on these type of bets. So let's say you have 10%, which you don't. You don't have a 10% edge. If you have a 10% edge and you're betting $500 on the game, that means you're making $50 on that game long term. And you know, approximately 50.
You said this last week, and you got some pushback on it, right?
I did.
Some people are like, "Nah, Bill, you don't understand. That's fine."
I did
for
get
us.
Pushback.
Yeah.
I got pushback from one of our friends. I mean, I DM back and forth, and
good dude.
Yeah, good guy.
Just a disagreement.
I don't even remember saying it last week. Now that you say bring it up, though, that's how spontaneous this show is.
Well,
scripted.
But that's the. You're coming from a certain perspective, and others are coming from a different perspective. For some, it's entertainment. For some, that's fine for them.
But you can't tell me you make a living betting $500 games.
No, they're not making a living.
You know, but even on volume, even if you get 10 of those edges, which you're probably not going to get, it's $500 a week. I mean, you can make more flipping burgers at Denny's.
Bet Online, though, I will say this. Like, they had political betting this week, too, which, you know, we were talking a little bit about with Jason Weingarten yesterday. I love betting elections.
Yeah.
And some of the credit shops, so we're getting a little bit in the weeds here, but some of the credit shops didn't offer it this time around.
Yes. People were asking me, you know. I didn't see it anywhere. I didn't see it anywhere.
Well, I learned later that their non-credit version did.
Oh, the post-up shop?
Yeah.
The post-up.
Which I didn't realize until I was told that. I was like, oh, it did? So they made a decision, and I think it's because remember. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. My theory.
Just my theory, too.
My theory is, and I said this to Jason yesterday, my theory was that 2 years ago, the elections were locked up for so long after the day that money was tied up in those accounts forever and ever. And even
I like your theory. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. So maybe they were like, for the midterms, let's not bother.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking more of the credit people. Sometimes, you know, don't forget now, all the sharp guys have these credits, but the sharp guys have them. So I would think they would get a lot of information out of them. And maybe they even – they didn't lose money, though. By the way, I'll be the first to say, yes, someone in the media admits losing. That's me. I admit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impossible to find on Twitter.
I mentioned that the other day,
but
too.
But, no, yes. I got killed on elections.
Well, so
yeah,
so
and let's not get political. I don't want to hear this.
No.
One of these idiots that text and say, "Oh, you like this?" This is I don't care nothing at all. I'm doing it from a betting standpoint.
Thank you.
So I bet Hillary Clinton. Oh, sorry. Over.
He said, "Let's not get political." Not one political. Word into it.
I bet Hillary Clinton over Trump many times.
Yeah.
I cost averaged like. I don't even want to tell you. I cost average like minus $1.60. She closed like 10 to 1. I had the unbelievable. I didn't buy back anything. And I lost. Oh, I lost. And then, don't you know, I did it again this election and I lost again. I mean, certain states like Georgia, individual states that you just got to go by track record and history
on this stuff. I was making the point yesterday because I like nothing more than betting elections. I think it's a fascinating case study. Just like you, it's like I don't care about the politics of it. It's just about making money like anything else. It really is. And I've always been a political science geek. I loved elections when I was a kid. It's a whole thing. Judge me however you want. So it has been fascinating, this whole arc. You're right. Going back to 2016, because that was the night that Florida flipped towards Trump, and then everything else after that went his way. You won the and he won the election. And so in 2020, 2 years ago, when Florida flipped to Trump,
yes,
there was a motor memory thing with a muscle memory thing with bettors, and a lot of whom were pro Trump, right? Who immediately then started shoving onto his side,
yes,
thinking, "Well, this is just going to happen again." But they completely purged any knowledge, and this is my point that I was making the other day was, and this was like a pro tip I was getting to. We didn't use it as pro tip, but it was. You know how sports bettors, really like seasoned pro bettors, tell new sports bettors, really seasoned sports bettors, tell new sports bettors, they're like, hey, don't bet with your heart. Don't bet, your favorite football team.
Of course.
Well, it's funny how in politics, those same people who impart that advice sometimes are exponentially worse because they're
interesting.
Like—
Interesting. Their heart's so much into it?
It's not only their heart.
Right.
It's the lens through which they look at the world and, maybe more importantly, whatever media outlet they choose to take in, whether it's MSNBC on the left side, whether it's Fox or whatever else on the right side, you are getting one perspective of the world, and it is corroborating what your disposition already is. And so the motor memory of 2016 was in 2020. And the thing is, once Florida flipped to Trump in 2020, it wasn't the case. Biden still won Michigan. He still won Wisconsin. He still won Arizona. He still won all the other things. And so it was like they suspended all knowledge of the Electoral College. They just decided the same thing was going to happen. And it was like the analogy I use is like they were watching a football game, but out of order in parts. And so they all shoved in and they lost tons of money.
Yeah.
And yesterday, not as much of a handle because it's a midterms, right? So people aren't as super wide about it in terms of their interest in betting it. But still interesting how one thing was expected to happen. People who were predisposed to believe that that was going to happen, a red wave, went all crazy into it, probably put way more of their bankroll than they should have into it. Polling is really janky now.
Right.
And they ended up losing a lot of money with it. So it's a fascinating thing. But good on the shop you mentioned, Bet Online, because they at least offered it.
Right.
Some who did.
Betfair was normally a good guide.
Yes.
At nighttime when you go to bed, Betfair was a great guide of political elections. That has not happened lately. I mean, literally, I went to bed the night of the election here, Biden and Trump, and Betfair had almost 6-1. It was 590 I had to lay at nighttime. Donald Trump to be the next president. I woke up 6 hours later. It was 3-1 dog.
Yeah.
In 6 hours.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting thing, and I didn't even know really there was so there was a like these were governor races, right, and Senate races.
Correct.
Right. I don't know. I still don't know anyone that won. How about that? All I know is that the sports betting didn't do well, didn't fare well in the different states that the people didn't.
Oh, sports betting got destroyed in most. Famously in California.
Oh yeah, most famously in
26
California.
And 27 prop 26.
What's the deal over there? They don't want mobile betting for the people.
We were trying to suss out all the different confluence of events.
Because they want it. They want to make the money. I don't care what they say. They want to make the money. But So what is the deal? Because when I was in Viejas, I seen a thing that says we don't want mobile betting across the state for the customers. Well, there was a big sign that's all over Viejas.
Well, one of the props is about the bigger sports books, and the other is about the tribes. And so they were against each other. And so what you were referring to is the tribal sort of philosophy.
Correct.
Of it, because they don't want that so that they can have their own thing. And, you know, then the other – I'm doing a bad job of explaining it, but essentially you had different messages.
Right.
And the ultimate result was you had very smart people – we had Drew Dinsick on yesterday saying this. You had, like, fairly intelligent people, voters in California, who aren't, like, sports bettors like you and I are.
Right.
Who are just like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to vote on.
Wow.
Here. I don't really get it.
Yeah.
And the ads were so –
there was a ton
pervasive,
of ads. Yes.
Right. That they just got sick of it in the end.
Gil, I actually got an email from one of the listeners yesterday on the show. And I'm not going to give away his name, but he was talking about being kind of involved in the process. And we were asking kind of what was the – why was there a problem between the two votes, right? And he really did say it was money being put up not just to get the one specific – 26 or 27 passed, but money put up to fight the other one, too.
Yeah.
And that was really what happened in the end. Killed both.
You know who a big winner is in all that?
No.
Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, okay.
Because, Las Vegas thinks they're Teflon, that nothing will ever sort of take away from their...
Yeah, so did John Gotti, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. California would change the game to me.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah, so you're saying people coming here.
Yeah, because We could roll into Vegas, or we could just stay here at the beach and bet.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. I want it so I could just go over the border right there, the prim, to be able to bet apps that I don't have here.
I went to Arizona, I'll tell you that story.
Okay.
Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberg. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game. Proudly brought to you by BetMGM. Don't forget about our website, vsin.com. We have so much going on there. So much to choose from. Great articles every day, betting tools, picks at a glance. You can listen live, show replays. Specifically, college basketball betting guide is available there, 430 pages. Don't forget about that. And then Steve McAdam with a great article, Who Are the Road Warriors in Football? He breaks down the numbers, the NFL's best and worst on the road, also the best in college football and the worst in college football on the road. Steve McAdam always doing a good job. All of that at vsin.com. Kelly Bidlin, you got anything at vsin.com? Anything?
Hardwood Handicappers. From like a week ago at this point, but yeah, check it out.
You're the co-host of that show once a week?
Co-host with Jonathan Von Tobel, yes.
Kelly, his exposure has just risen so much at this network.
It
Good
has.
Job.
Yeah.
It
Good
has.
Job.
Thanks to Mr. Gil Alexander, for sure.
Kelly Bidlin.
Let's get right into something.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
I guess you didn't want to linger on that, Kelly.
Did you have anything else? Did you guys have anything?
No, that was it.
I was just going to prop up Kelly a little more, but let's go.
Well, pizza and Caesars.
No. How much money are these sports books making this year?
On specifically what? Everything.
NFL, college.
NFL.
Ping pong, anything. I mean,
ping pong.
Come on. I tell you, that one Sunday when they cried a little bit, my man Purdom, he wrote an article. He got mad. He got a little upset at me. He thought he's very sensitive, David, on certain things. And I went after the article. I said, David, I want you to cover these kind of articles too. He does, though. He does. He does his best job doing it. But the article about the books
were good
crying.
Dude. He's a good dude, David.
Yeah, no, David's a good dude. Yeah.
By the way, can I a little aside about something that David wrote this week?
Of course.
The do you see the piece he wrote about the
UFC or
what? Yeah, the UFC.
Oh yeah.
So let me just ask you a question, because people are like, U.S. Integrity got on it, and everybody like this. Bill's face.
It's a great subject.
Bill's face.
I swear, if there was a Bible here, I would touch a Bible. I didn't want to go into this. But go ahead,
you did,
because I can't help myself. Go ahead.
The reason that I bring it up, and maybe it's because I knew you were coming on, I sort of saved it for you when it came on. But I read this, and for those who missed it, UFC fight, there was unusual betting activity. The thought is that something leaked out of one of the camps, that one of the guys was hurt, and anyway, everybody started investigating it. And I guess my reaction to it, and Purdom did a great job writing the piece about it, my reaction is, I'm guessing what yours was, which is, that's going to happen, and I'm surprised it doesn't happen more, and as bettors, do you even feel bad in the slightest taking advantage of that?
I cannot believe you're talking about this in this matter. I didn't even know you even knew about this. Gil, I swear to you, I when I read the articles and heard the things...
We never talked before this show.
We never talked about this.
Yeah.
I had to say, and I could pull two different people texting on my phone, that day and saying, hey, there's a really good match you can bet. I was late to the party. You can lay 3-1 on this match. It opened up 220. You can lay 3-1. It's a really good bet. And I said, listen, I hate to lay 3-1. And then it went to 330. Then it went to 380. I said, wow, everyone's betting this thing. So I kind of laugh and say, you know, I know what happens in this situation here. Everyone bets you lay 4-1. I can't lay 4-1 on something. I don't know. My brain just, I have to break out of that, by the way. I have to break out of that. I can't lay 4-1s. Even if someone tells me, and by the way, they didn't say the match was fixed or anything. They said this is great information. Mm-hmm. And two different people, by the way, I was sitting at the Wynn, and my buddies were in town, and the guy next to me, who's a very, very sharp guy, he actually does a lot of college basketball and college football. And I actually told him, come out for the day, because you're not going to ever be out for the next 2 months. You're sitting behind the screens. So he came out for like 5 hours and met these guys, and we had a good time. And he got a text from someone before me. And he's like, oh, I got a text on that fight too. I said, all right. So I'm going to go to the counter. I went up to the counter at the Wynn, and I said, it was minus 330. And I said, you know, God, I can't believe I'm going to pull the trigger for a dime. You know, so I bet to win $1,000. And got back to my seat, and I see minus 450 at some places. I was like, wow, this is unbelievable how much this line moved. But I felt like a sucker laying at 330.
Well, so
so it's and funny, I wasn't going to talk about this.
I didn't know about it. I was not part of it. Yeah. I found out about it much later. But my reaction to it was, and by the way, good on the regulators for doing their job. Good on the U.S. integrity. Matt Holt's good on them for doing their job. I get it from their perspective, too. But I guess my point is, this will never not happen. Right? Like in UFC specifically, any sport that is, especially with individuals, listen, I bet tennis. Tennis is a sport that is always, right, you always have to think about how easily it can be for someone to throw a match.
Yes.
And there's different ways to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's always going to be a thing. And if someone gets that information, the notion that human beings wouldn't act on it, right? We always say jokingly off air, like, once in my life would I like to get some information like that, right?
Yeah.
You know, because they never do. But in this case, I guess the UFC thing was widespread. And
listen.
And the thing is, would you ever – you even felt like a sucker putting it on.
Yes. I want to get to my – I have a big bottom line here, and I was not planning to do this.
Yeah.
I have a quote. I have a – not a quote. I have something to say, by the way, to the UFC, to the integrity company – to the bookmakers, to David Purdom, to anyone that wrote articles on this, how much money do you think someone even sharp like me that has a lot of connections can get down on a seventh-tiered UFC fight? It wasn't the main event. It wasn't an undercard. It was the undercard going down seven fights. How much money do you think that maybe – I would struggle to get five figures down. Come on. This is maybe it was. Maybe their camp did say something, and maybe this is not an event that you can get down tons of money. I mean, what could you get down? 10, 20 grand? I mean, that's struggling. Trust me, even me with my connections. They only take a nickel or a dime. There's no one that, this is not a main event in the UFC. So.
Right,
I just wanted to say that.
No, I mean, that's a point too, for sure. I don't know that would be the point that they would seize on as the main point.
No, they won't. I know they won't.
My thing is, you're always going to have people in camps, right? Camps. That's whatever that word means, right? But the entourage or the hangers-on or the people that are actually helping out with the fighter, they're human beings. They have buddies. They're to think that 100% of those people are going to keep their mouths shut. And have integrity. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, part of the story here, right, is that there was an injury in camp.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is the side you want to believe, and there's obviously other theories out there, right? But he suffered an injury in camp and was going to go on with the fight, basically to try to get a paycheck of some kind, right?
Paycheck, and then pensions are involved or whatever, insurance.
But isn't this part of, like, what you just described, Gil? This is part of what we do as bettors. Like, this is information. If it gets out about a bet to be made, then you pounce on it. And so, like you said, there's going to be
absolutely spot on.
Yes. I mean, where people are
That's spot on. Like, what did we do? What did I do something wrong?
Well, that was the very first thing.
What
did I do something wrong? After it moved to a whole dot? Like, who's getting investigated? I'm on air talking about. Listen, I was thrown out of stations for betting a quarterback being out.
Did I
do something?
Can you retell that story?
Yeah, sure. I was at stations, and it just so happens I was at Palace Station, and I got information on a quarterback. My guys text me, hey, quarterback's going to be out. Game starts 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was Army versus, a big team. So I went and bet the plus 17 for my normal bet. I mean, I didn't. It's not like I went up and bet $5,000 on something I'm usually betting $500 on. They come over to me and say, hey, we need that ticket back. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, if we don't get the ticket back, they're going to throw you out and not allow you to bet no more. The game moved to 14.5, moved 2.5 points. It closed 15. And by the way, I lost. Just to let you know.
That's always the postscript. By the way,
I'm not giving no ticket back. Yeah. I'm not giving no ticket back. It's not like I bet something at 80-1 that's supposed to be 2-1. So,
but how dare you have information before they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How dare? Why don't you just have the information before me? Yeah.
Right.
You guys hire someone to get the same information I get. I pay for this stuff. Just have someone else on your side of the counter get the. I'm giving you information. Overmove your line. Get your customer base on the other side then, and instead they threw me out, and I went down there and talked to the guy that used to work there. He retired with a ton of money.
it's a little throw-in. Yeah, a ton of money.
But yeah, so he retired, and he was actually pretty nice to me, but. You know, he brought up things and the reason why they don't take bets like that and stuff. And I'm still thrown out. Put it that way. They put me on the app, and I'm still thrown out. Now they threw me out, so they throw out winners. But I heard that they're less and less. I hope someone reaches out to me from stations. Maybe Jason McCormick or something. I don't think he likes to talk to people. But
anyway, the very first thing I said is, do you even feel bad about it? Right? Because that was the point of what I'm saying, which is it speaks to this. There has to be the tacit agreement, the unspoken agreement is this is all a level playing field, right? You come into this naive and you say, this is all a level playing field.
Yes.
But if I have the information before you do, somehow that's horrific. But yet, week after week after week, it's like the Bengals bet we made, Kelly, and then we find out of nowhere Jamar Chase isn't playing. Well, can I get my bet back?
Yeah,
perfect.
Because
I didn't know that.
Perfect, guys.
Exactly.
About Jamar Chase, so... No, I can't get my bet back.
And this is what we're talking about. Is always the NFL draft
street.
Every year.
It's a one-way street. Yeah. You're a sucker if you bet late 11. Oh, by the way, you're laying 11-10, and you're posting up your money. By the way,
what Kelly said. This is why a lot of these guys they don't want to do the NFL draft anymore.
You won't take bets because I follow Twitter better than you.
Right.
That's right.
I'm a better Googler than you are.
Boy, this show goes to good areas. It's like Star Trek.
That is the first time this has ever been compared to Star Trek. Coming back, more Unscripted with the Crack Man. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. If you want to know where the money and bets are moving every game, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Betting splits, Kelly.
Bets.
Another way that VSiN is here to make you smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Not just today's action, but future events as well. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from, it's all kinds of subjects here. This is from Chance Copperpot. He said, I heart really quiet today for him. He said, I listen to Unscripted every Thursday while on the floor working at my bakery. It's very loud in here, and I need my fix. I had to switch over to the VSiN Live app, and now I can hear you loud and clear at his bakery.
Wow, we need some frosted buns. Where are you at there, Chance? A bakery guy.
Why is he on the floor?
I travel for bakeries. So.
Chance Copperpot's still the most interesting tweeter we have. Why is he on the floor of his bakery? He doesn't have a table?
Maybe he ate too much. I don't know. Buddy Brooks. I'm glad you brought up confirmation bias in the political arena and betting markets. It's always easy to make numbers matched preconceived notions. Yeah, it's a fascinating market to me. It really is, the political betting. Len Glauzensky, your discussion is fascinating. This happens in horses all the time. Information comes out of the barn, and the odds react to it. Tracks won't bar trainers, et cetera, from betting, though. That's from Lenny. One of the things we were talking about off-air about that, you touched on it briefly, too, and for those who missed it, we were talking about the flow of information and, you know, books get involved with the, you know, suspicious betting activity, U.S. Integrity gets involved in it, or whatever integrity body gets involved in. And as bettors, if you bet, and if betting is part of your DNA and this is what you do 24/7, 365, like so many of us do, this comes up, you know, all the time, weekly in college football. I was saying, you know, you always hear things about, oh, well, this team has got the flu, or this quarterback is going to be out, or this and that and the other. And you made a point, which I think needs to be reiterated, which is these things lose all the time.
I can't tell you how many times I've lost on big, giant information on a shoulder injury in boxing. I lost my money. I lost my money on a fighter.
You know what I've even
$10,000 once. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. The guy's shoulder's hurt. He's just getting a paycheck. I lost my money.
You know what I even say to people who give me some of this information sometimes? I go, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm not going to bet it so that you can win it. Because the second I get involved, it loses. Every time. It's really amazing.
That's like horse racing. Horses. Yeah. How many horses you get in your life? You know, someone just tweeted about horse racing. Living back in Jersey, growing up by Freehold Racetrack, which was a big trotter track, all fixed stuff. You know, a lot of fixed stuff. Kane Crample, Bill being a Jersey guy, how tips did you get on harness racing? Let me tell you something. I'm down money on horse racing tips lifetime.
Oh,
not even close.
Yep.
It's not even close. Everyone thinks their horse is the best. Every trainer says the good tips to get are when a trainer says, we're not running this race. We're just running him on the track. Don't throw him out of the race. Then maybe you can find another horse in the race or something. But Everyone thinks their horse is going to win. I mean, I had one of the sharpest guys. There's not many sharp guys in horse racing, by the way. I had one of the sharpest guys, this team of brothers, that were one of them came on my show my podcast last week, and Paul Matisse. These guys are super sharp. Duke and him. I mean, they have put bookmakers out of business. They're that sharp. And even then, they haven't really – he told me how hard it was that for now to bet on horses and win. It's so hard. Now there's syndicate groups that go in. I never knew this. There's syndicate groups that go in and have deals with Tote and the racetrack that they can bet last. Like, I don't even understand that.
Really?
You could bet last?
What?
I was like, what?
What?
He said, yes, they have agreements with the racetracks, legal binding with the state that you can make the last
legal
bet.
Legal agreements?
This is what he said. I mean, I haven't checked it out, but
it's
unbelievable. But anyway, everyone thinks they're sharp. There was a guy named Richie Schwartz. He died. Richie was a genius horse race bettor. He read these Ragazon sheets better than the guy Ragazon that put him out. He was a genius. He won. I can name three or four groups. But now, without rebates, you have to have – if you don't have rebates, you can't win. So now in 2022, 2023, even with the rebates and they cut down so much, I don't know if anyone can win.
This is from Primetime Cowboys _ Cubs 1. He says, hello, fellow election-loving nerds. For once, I must disagree with Crackman's take. Gil's show is nothing like Star Trek. Please don't ever label us as Trekkies again.
Sorry. So, I'm not a Trekkie
either. He's very upset about that. Matthew Mayberry says, totally agree with everything you guys just said, but I think the book's biggest concern, talking about the UFC fight, was one of the guys in that UFC fighter's camp is supposedly a sports bettor himself, and they think he was placing wagers on this as well.
Oh, he's right. Okay.
So good, that was point, part of buddy. The story. Yes, that was part of the story.
But does that surprise you? I mean, doesn't surprise me. No.
We live in Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And by the way, our text wasn't, hey, this fight's fixed.
No,
this
no,
fight.
No.
That wasn't the text. Or you know, even that though, I won't even believe it. I've lost on these things, so I won't even believe it. I bet a little measly dime. You know, I now that I hear someone in the camp, see, I didn't know someone in the camp's a sports bettor. Now, think about that. Let's say it's a seventh tiered fight. No one even heard of these guys. So now you have trainer. I don't know who it was, but a friend that says, wait, he may be a little bit hurt. And now, you know, he doesn't make any money. He says, I got to get some money down on this. And that's how these little things turn into a big thing.
Right.
It looked like it actually did. He was hurt, guys. Kelly?
Yeah.
He was hurt. He went in there hurt. Yeah. So he's going to get in a lot of trouble. So Dana White's furious, I'm guessing.
Oh, I'm sure Dana White is furious.
Yeah.
And Dana White should be furious.
Yeah.
But just from the sports bettor's perspective, I guess what I'm saying is none of this in any way changes my opinion about it, right? It's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, how's this not going to happen?
Right.
It's going to happen.
Right.
And sports bettors will try to exploit it. And. Is that a crime? Is that a sports betting crime?
Is it a crime?
You know?
Yeah.
I believe it was the great Sade who said, is it a crime?
Yeah. I mean, that's where I'm like, we were talking about a bit during the break. It's like, where do you draw the line? You know what I mean? We're, you know, I bet NBA regularly. Okay, because I get an NBA beat writer that tweets out an injury right before the official injury report comes out, and I'm able to grab a line that disappears 3 minutes later, is that wrong? You know what I mean? Where do we draw the line of what's wrong? When it's informational betting, right?
I'd like to know the answer. I'd like to know what any bookmaker, that, especially one that threw me out, I'd like to know what we did so wrong, where that line that Kelly's talking about is drawn. I'm in studio with a couple of guys today, a couple of my friends, and we got the same information like on a quarterback this week. We were told a quarterback's going to be out. Literally, the line was 11.5 and 12 everywhere. We were told a quarterback's going to be out down south, and someone may have heard it in the camp, and it got to Vegas, and we bet plus 11.5, plus 12, the line's now 5. Did I do anything wrong? I got the information before, just like I said about that one at stations, before the sports book. Now, what did I do so wrong? All I did was place a bet. Our goal of every sports bettor, not just me, because I bet sports for a living, every sports bettor, they are going up to the counter to try to beat the bookmaker because they feel they know something more than the bookmaker. That's what we all do. What are we doing so wrong?
Whether it's by number, whether it's by information, whatever, whatever your handicap, whatever your angle is, whatever your edge is.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all okay.
The point is, you have an edge of some kind, though. Yeah.
This, by the way, James Salinas, who we love, who's obviously been at Beeson, who's participating in the Matt Eumanns handicapping challenge. He's up very high in the rankings. He's won a super contest, finished third a couple years after that, finished 26th another time. Jamesy's listening in. He just sent this about the props in California. This is from Gus Garcia Roberts, who writes for the Washington Post. I've heard of that paper. Said Prop 27's defeat yesterday was no surprise. Prop 27 was the one for the big sports books. He says one 200-person tribe spent $103 million opposing it.
Yeah.
More than the support of DraftKings, FanDuel, and BetMGM combined.
That's unbelievable. That's hard. 100.
That's kind of what I got.
What are they
email
doing
answer
out there? How much money are they making out there?
That was my my reaction. No, no, not 100. 200.
200.
No. You're right. 200 person. 200 person tribe.
Now, James, is that well, that's public? Is that out there publicly?
This is from
that they spend that kind of money.
Gus Garcia Roberts from the Washington Post, which is obviously a very reputable paper in this country. 200 person tribe. $103 million.
Wow, that's unbelievable. I mean, there's some money. It's just unbelievable. I don't know about the situation over there. I really don't know the specifics there. But I know that there's no way that they want – if you're going to make money betting sports like New Jersey, you want app betting. 85% of the betting is done on apps. They don't go to the casino and bet. So I don't know the situation there in California. But $100 million, there must be making a lot more money down the trough.
That's well said.
Right.
But reading that, though, now, in retrospect, these two things never had a chance then. Never.
Right. Right. It's just they know they can't compete, right? They know that if it goes mobile, where and that's where every state and every bettor wants it to get to, they can't compete, right?
For sure.
Because they want people coming into their casino, spending money in the casino.
So even though the state of California, and Lord knows they could use this money big time, understatement of the year, if you have two competing lobbies going for the same chunks, different story.
Wow. Wow, I mean, think about the money they spend compared to those three big companies who spend, you know, millions and millions on things. And it sounds like it never had a shot, like
well,
you said.
The real thing will be interesting is 2 years from now, 4 years from now, I don't know how the California, you know, system works necessarily with props. But how will that, you know, what form will that come in the next time this comes around? And how long out from now
is
will
it 4 years?
Be?
Is it 4 years or 2 years? Or we don't know.
I don't
know. Someone will answer.
Honestly, I lived there for 21 years.
Texas, Florida, and California.
Florida never getting together again.
Well, they're wrapped up in the courts already.
Yep. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up with the crack man, unscripted, Bill Krakenberger, right here on A Numbers Game at VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app. featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Again, always appreciate the feedback. Betting Hombre. Insider info, horse racing tips in my experience. Those who know don't tell. Those who tell don't know.
Huh.
I like it.
Huh.
Let's
Dead
see.
Men tell no tales? Oh, God.
What's that?
Sorry. No. Dead Men Tell No Tales. It's an old movie.
Mark Geiger, this is our in-house attorney here on the Numbers Game, says, Cali polls are filthy. There's a tax fortune to be made if they can get their act together via legislative process rather than these ballot props. Find out who lines their pockets, and you'll have the answer why nothing happens.
Cool.
It's pretty true for a lot of things.
Yeah. So, Gil, I found out something today.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know the Augusta Masters was on your bucket list.
I mean, isn't it on everybody's?
So can we we have my buddy Marcus in the studio today, and like we have an opportunity. Can we go down and have a show there? Like actually have a VSiN episode?
Good to me.
Where's Musburger at?
Kelly? A Numbers Game on the road.
There it is.
No, I mean we got an opportunity.
Can get the bus.
Marcus is in the background. You have a place where we can have a show, right? The Azalea House.
They could be like
this is golftickets.augusta.com, my man. Now we have a opportunity here. I'm just telling you, we should take the show on the road.
Young man, you want to do a betting show here?
Yeah.
We got to get you in first.
By the way, the South is. We were just talking off air.
You got to get me in first.
It's amazing how many people gamble in the South.
Oh.
It shocks me.
Oh, for real?
He was just saying that Alabama. Like, I didn't know there was even sports bettors in Alabama.
Oh, come on.
I guess there is. I'm really not joking, but because I really shouldn't say that. I know a guy in town here that came from Alabama, and I know a guy that you know, played a very good poker player come from Alabama. So I'm not saying that, but I didn't think sports betting was so big. When I hear it, how giant it is in Alabama. So it's interesting there that we'll have a good old time down there.
Kelly, you're in. Bill, you're in. You, Gil, let's talk about you for a second.
Yeah.
but if coming from the Northeast, though, because that is the cultural hotbed of betting. You tend to be
that's
surprised.
That's what it is. But
right?
No, I'm not surprised. But yeah. It's big down there. Yeah. So we'll get a couple of Jews and Italians down there. We're gonna get whacked. Yeah. What are you guys doing
Bill,
down
you
got, here?
Bill, you
protection
see,
program?
You got to see what high school football and Pop Warner football betting looks
absolutely
like down in
right.
the South.
Ooh. You're right. Yeah.
Kelly knows.
Yeah. Kelly, you've been around. Where are you from, Kelly?
Oh, man, all over the place. But South Florida, man, I spent a lot of time in. You get some high school football betting goes big down there.
The betting in Florida, sports betting, that is giant. You said, I know what you said before the break, but, man, if Florida gets it, man, there are so many people that have, of course, relocated down there. But, I mean, Florida sports betting is giant.
Well, I guess this will be sort of inside baseball, too, but I brought this up before. I sort of cut my teeth as a kid betting fixed highline matches in Miami.
Wow.
Well,
you were there? Did you go down there?
Oh, hell yeah, we did. Yeah.
That's like a little bit, not before me, but I know they had it in Connecticut and Miami. They don't have it more, right?
I don't believe they do. Well, they don't have the dog racing for sure.
They don't have the dog racing. Yeah. I think Hialeah
probably
still goes.
But the Hialeah thing, let me tell you, like
we
were kids, right? And we would be like, oh my God, we've just made the greatest bet. Look how much better our guy is than the other guy. And then like he'd get pelota right in the cesta, as he would every time, and then he would just like be a bad actor, and it would just drop, and you'd be like, "Oh, come on!"
That's
the
terrible.
Whole thing.
I didn't think we even had it anymore. It was so bad. Oh, like Hialeah.
I don't know. I think we do.
No, it's still going. Yeah. Yeah, it's still going. Confirmed by Jeff Parles.
But
the ultimate source for Hialeah information.
If you want Hialeah,
check him out. On
if you want up to date Hialeah information, Jeff Parles is your guy.
That's right.
But to your point about culturally, Florida has that kind of thing in you know, for decades, for generations in their DNA.
Right.
In addition to football. Football.
Before we get off the air,
please.
You've had this happen to you, and we've talked about it on air before, but it happened to me this week too. The difference from depositing and withdrawing.
Oh, yeah.
And the difference from winning and losing, betting and winning. When you bet a ticket, they just get here's your money and you bet. When you win that ticket, They look at it like it's a foreign piece of paper, and oh my God. And then they call people over. This guy's got to get paid. We need ID, fingerprints, eye scans, blood tests. I mean, it just happened to me this week again, over $6,000. I just can't take it no more. And by the way, it's not just here. Jersey may be different. Jersey may be worse. When you go to withdrawal from one of the big corporations sometimes, you press a button to withdraw. My God. Now, they've gotten better, but some of them, I just got a withdrawal from a very small book, Hard Rock in Jersey, very small book. It took me 19 days to get a withdrawal out of the app. 19 days. They asked me so many questions that they didn't ask on the way in. I mean, I had to send phone bills, records, literally. It's so much different. It actually aggravates me. It's like, do you do this just to, and then you talk to people on customer service, and they just, there's a giant disconnect on customer service.
You felt it was well beyond compliance questions.
This is not compliance. They're hoping that you gamble them. By the way, sportsbooks got in trouble for that. Gaming did go after some sportsbooks. Yes, gaming did go after sportsbooks for delays on withdrawals. I can't think how it read. But the purpose of the gaming said, you can't leave this money in purgatory or limbo for these people to lose the money back.
That's right.
That, and gaming did go after them a little bit. I was surprised.
Good.
I was happy. So that happens. Anyway, big difference but then again, I say that, and I was over at one of the sports books, and it's so easy peasy. So it matters where you go, what sports book you go. But tickets, when you win a ticket, you guys out there know this. When you win a ticket, how hard it is sometimes to get your money, because they just think that everyone's a sucker.
By the way, when people, deposit an app, this had to do with offshore back in the day, decades ago. The least asked question by sports bettors, what's the withdrawal process?
Yes.
Like, so many of them are prepared to never withdraw.
It's true.
That they don't even ask that question.
It's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
I told you, I couldn't believe that number when I heard it from someone. 88% of the money that gets deposited over PayPal. It used to be NetTeller back in the 90s and 2000s.
Remember that?
And yeah. 88% stay. You could spend it. I was like, what? And he goes, 88%. We've been doing this for a decade. 88% of the money never goes back. I was like, wow, that's an unbelievable hold.
By the way, about 45 minutes ago, you started to say something that completely derailed it.
I don't know what it
with
was.
The UFC thing. But you were saying about how great are sportsbooks having it right now.
Oh, they're having
now.
A good year. Yeah, they're having a good a giant year. As a matter of fact, it may be a year of years. When you got teams like Buffalo losing outright and everyone putting that money line on their parlay like suckers, and everyone putting, these Wong teasers are getting killed this year, and including last year, the basic strategy teasers, and of course
the favorites down through the 7-3 are getting killed.
Yeah, like New England over Chicago a couple weeks ago. It was a giant all sharp guys, squares, everyone. This is going to be easy. 8.5 down to 2.5.
Yep.
Below the key numbers of 7-3, losing. And by the way, sports books not charging the $1.30 anymore on 7. We have books in this town charging up to $1.60. I mean, I can't. Nobody. There's not a professional in the world that could beat $1.40. Not one. So it's just. It's overblown. These sports books, like I said, I put the collection bucket out there once in a while. I try to help them when they need some money for the pension fund. But
so
I haven't had to do it again this year. I won't have to do it the whole season. Listen, Kansas City the other night. Everyone looked. The Kansas City line, I was on air on my Fox show. It was 11.5, 12, 12. It went to 14 at game time by the time we got off air. Everyone bet Kansas City.
Want to plug your Fox show?
Yeah. Fox Radio on Sunday mornings, 10 to 1 Eastern. Fox Sports Radio, over 500 networks nationwide, is on Sirius. It's,
look at you.
Yeah, it's fun.
Big time.
No, I'm the sports betting guy. I'm on there with Jeff Schwartz, career veteran from the NFL.
Yeah, we know Jeff Schwartz. He's on with us all the time.
Oh, good. I love Jeff. By the way, I had no idea, Jeff. I didn't know how this show was going to gel. Like, I didn't know these guys. I never met him. Jeff and I followed each other, but I didn't meet him. Never met him. He knows a lot about sports betting. He lives down in Charlotte, and he knows a lot. And then Brian Noe is our setup guy. And I needed John Orlando, though. John, who's on my podcast, who I could pick on.
Wisecracks.
Wisecracks.
John Orlando.
I could pick on John. John just, he'll come on and say, I got a lock this week, crack. I mean, bet the bank, bet everything you got. I mean, I need a D-gen like that to bounce things off,
Podcast co-host.
No, he's great. And,
I need
trust
a D-gen
me, we've had,
like that.
We've had guests of guests. We've had Pete Rose, Marcus Allen, Dick Vitale. We've had unbelievable guests on our show.
Yeah.
I mean, we had some really good guests back and forth. But John, anyway, is a guy I like to have to bounce. I need someone that knows the pulse of the casino, that just gambles. I guess we're done.
Give your buddies a shout out. Real quick.
Oh, yeah. Give him Marcus, golftticketsaugusta.com. I think I'd love to go down there with a couple plugs. I think we'll go down there for a season.
We don't have time for a plug. I just want to say
for us to go. I'm trying to get us down there.
Oh, to Augusta.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
For freebie.
Me and Jeff Schwartz will go in together. Maybe we'll work out that way. Your pro tip of the hour. Don't overvalue special teams when handicapping the NFL, according to Aaron Schatz. He splits the NFL into 8 parts, 4 offense, 3 defense, 1 special teams. That's your VEASAN pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour on VEASAN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. Thank you, Billy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Bill Krakenberger, @BillKrakman with a K on Twitter. The Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.